Welcome to downtown Dallas. That's where we are with the Minnesota Vikings at the team hotel. And with us is Ben Lieber, who's going to help PA and Greg Coleman and Pete Bursich call the game against the Cowboys tomorrow night. What are a few of the storylines you'll be following?
I think Gerald Hodges for me. Surprise, surprise. A linebacker choosing the linebacker position. It's been such a kind of a carousel with Audie Cole starting, Kendricks last week, and now he's going to get a chance to start. So I want to see how he does with the first team, how he can handle everything, be out there consistently with, you know, one of the best offensive lines in football.
What did you think when Coach Zimmer acknowledged that it would be Hodges in the middle with Barr and Greenway on the outside, but then mixing it up and going Kendricks and Barr and right. Nickel? It's kind of an interesting way to do it. And you can tell the coaches are trying to mess with different combinations, but what was your reaction?
Yeah, you know, I initially thought, I'm like, well, that's just a lot of moving parts. You know, on third down, you get into passing situations. Or not even third down, you just get to certain personnel. It could be first down, and the guys are just kind of in and out. There can be that confusion part of it. But that's what preseason's for. They're just trying to find the right pieces to fit. And, you know, Hodges has had a great camp, and I think it's deserved. I think that's the thing. That's the one thing I like about Zim and, you know, both coordinators is whoever's playing well, they want to put the best guys out there, and they're not going to just look at political issues and where guys were drafted and all that stuff and play favorites. So, you know, Hodges has earned it.
Bet you one guy who can't wait to get out there and play another game is Blair Walsh, don't you think?
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah. At least he's going to be in the confines of a domed stadium and not a lot of wind, and so pretty sterile environment. So if he's going to get back on track, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, we know that Blair is a solid kicker. So, I mean, you hate to see those misses. It's part of the game, and it happens. But when you're a player and you don't have a great performance, you can't wait to get back out and do it again, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's been a lot of games where you get done on Sunday, and you're like, can we go out and play tomorrow? Like, yeah. I at least give me some of those reps back and some opportunity where I can make it up. So, you know, for a kicker, for sure. I mean, I'm sure he just wants to get back out there and prove to himself, more importantly, that, you know, he can trust this process and go through it. I personally think this is good for him, you know, for still being a young kicker. You know, I still put him in the young age, and he's got a lot to learn in this league, and he's got to figure things out. So this is good for him. This will be a good test.
Last question, and it's a good memory. You played against Tony Romo probably a number of times, but the game that you remember the most against Tony Romo has to be in 2009, the playoff game.
Oh, for sure. You know, that was an electric crowd, and, you know, that was just such a memorable year for a lot of reasons. And, you know, they come into our place, and that place was rocking, and, you know, had a chance to get an interception against him and had a pretty good game against those guys. So I enjoyed it. You know, I like to joke around, like, you know, who hasn't had an interception from Tony Romo? So it's not like it's anything special.
Right. It is special, and that was a special game. Speaking of special, rumor has it Adrian Peterson has a barbecue crew here in the parking lot. So I think that's what we should go and do and check it out.
I think so, too. Yeah, barbecue sounds great.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.